Oh, we're spot on time.
Yes.
I don't know whether anybody else is coming, but I'll just have to join in. As you all know, it's Palm Sunday today. It sometimes seems just a rather insignificant day in the lead-up to Easter. But just think, for the people who were involved in it, it was a real turning point. I mean, take the high priests. They became aware that they'd really got a problem on their hands. Pontius Pilate, he wasn't aware that he'd got a problem. He didn't know within a week he'd have made his mark on history. What about the people who were celebrating? What did they think it was a start of? And what did the disciples think was going to happen next? With one exception, nobody had any idea at all, really, what the next week was going to bring. So perhaps with that in mind, you know, thinking this is a turning point, it's a day when things can change. Hopefully the songs that we sing are going to cover all these different aspects, insofar as the writers have allowed us to do so. But we'll start with the lively one. We'll start with the Make Way.
Celebrate the Last Supper all together. So anybody can make it, or 7?
8 o'clock,
right. So, okay, 8 o'clock on Thursday. Please come and join me, and we'll all have a good time together. Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt, but we've got no sound on Zoom. We can't hear a thing.
Oh, that's what it is then.
How about now, Shelley?
I have to carry on regarding
that's better. Thank you.
Perhaps can you please work something out for them. Before we get down to Thursday, Tuesday is tea and chat on as normal.
Yeah.
But there isn't a Bible study on Wednesday evening. Thursday we've mentioned. Good Friday, there's a meeting here in church and also on Zoom at 10 o'clock. And then when we get to Sunday, it's the normal time, 10:30 here in church, and the regional minister, Claire Blatchford, will be coming to speak. I've also got a notice from Hornchurch Church. Their passion play is being performed on the green next to the Hornchurch Theatre, if anybody knows where that is. On Friday the 15th of April, Saturday the 16th, and Sunday the 17th, i.e. Good Friday, Saturday and Easter Sunday. All performances started at 7:30. It's free, but probably donations would be appreciated. And apparently there are plenty of car parks in the area. This passion play has been recommended to me by Margaret, so if you want to know any more details about it, see Margaret.
It's the Romford Churches Together that's doing it, and when I took part, if you counted the cast and the audience, it'd be over 1,000 people. This is not a small-scale event, and it's highly suitable if you've got friends that are beginning to search the Christian faith. It's a big visual thing to take them to be able to explain the Easter story.
Right, Essex don't know Bramagow, so to speak. Yeah. Right, so any more details? Again, see Margaret. Right, anything? Birthdays, yeah. We'll do birthdays now. Any birthdays this week? No? Right, I want that. Anything else that we need to mention?
I'm very pleased that my son went away on Friday, first time he's gone and left me in my own, and he's back today, and I've missed him dreadfully. So I thank the Lord that he's had a good time and he'll be back safely tonight.
I'm glad he managed without him for a few days. Could we have the prayer boxes up, please, Keith? Right, thank you. Shall we pray then? Lord, first of all, we bring to you these things that have been mentioned for people who need prayer, especially for Iris and Ron, and for anybody else that we know of who's suffering from COVID or for other health problems as well. We bring them to you, and we bring to you all the meetings in this week leading up to Easter. Lord, that you'd be with everybody who's preparing for them, thinking of what to say, what message you want to put across to us. We pray for this passion play, Lord, that it will really speak to people, that it will be something different, something impressive, something that makes people think. We ask for your blessing. Let's take a moment now just to pray individually for, in the quiet, for the people that we ourselves know and that are on our minds and on our hearts. Lord, for those who've perhaps not been brought individually before you in the last few seconds, we bring them to you as a church. We pray that where healing is needed, that you will bring healing, that you'll bring comfort, that you'll bring strength, that you'll bring an awareness of your presence. Could we move on to the other prayer books now? Lord, we pray for all these countries where there is trouble. We're particularly aware of Ukraine at the moment. We particularly feel for people who, a couple of months ago, were living lives just as we're living ours at the moment. And yet those lives have been turned upside down. And we pray for the other countries where wars have been going on for a long time. And has maybe slipped to the back of our minds, but not to the minds of the people there. Lord, we pray for peace. Lord, that your work in and through these situations. And we thank you for those who are doing what they can to alleviate the suffering. We pray for the governments who are united in saying that they support the Ukraine, but we pray that these governments will also use wisdom in knowing what to do to bring about peace. And we also think about those who are still suffering from illnesses, particularly COVID. Because although in some ways we're not so aware of it now, it's not gone away. People are still suffering, people are still dying. And we pray that you'll bring an end to this pandemic. But we will have learned from it how to work together, how to be concerned for each other, how to value our health and our freedoms that we've had to forego. We ask all this in Jesus' name, as we also ask him to be with us in the rest of our service, in everything that we say and do and think. In his name. Amen.
Amen.
Right, we'll have another hymn now that's particularly connected with Palm Sunday. Is this the one where we get the drums, Mike?
No.
That's a treat to come. It's Ride On, Ride On in Majesty.
Ride on, ride on.
from John chapter 12, and Wesley's going to read it for us.
The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him.
Lord, save us. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, from the house of the Lord. We bless you.
Continuing with the theme of that reading, we're going to have two songs carry straight on from one to the other. We're going to start with "You Are the King of Glory" and then "Hosanna." And whilst we're singing these, could you please take up the collection? Have I got volunteers? Yep, I see one. Yep, any? Yep, thank you.
Thank you. ready to go. Further than this, goes back to the beginning of time itself. but I think that's a bit too back, far back for me today. So let's get on with Mary's diary. Hello again, it's been a long time since I wrote in here. In fact, I thought I'd thrown it away with one of the many moves we've had. And as a family, we have had many of these. Still, I digress. I found it now, and I want to bring you up to date. As I said before, it's a long time since I wrote in here, 30-odd years, in fact. A lot has happened in that time. When I left off writing, I was riding into Bethlehem with Joseph leading us. And we had to go there for census. It was a very uncomfortable, long journey. I had aches in places I didn't even know I had. Well, when we did arrive, you would never believe it, but all the inns were full. There was no rooms anywhere for us to stay in. To say I was fed up is an understatement. I was feeling very tired and unwell. But Joseph, bless him, continued to make inquiries and eventually found us somewhere to stay. Great. It was only a stable, but then, what can I say, needs must. So there we were, amongst all the animals, all the hay, all the straw, all the smells. Another thing. Not the best place to be when you're with child, but we made the most of it. But you never believe that the baby Jesus was born there, in a stable. Son of God. Sorry. Oh, my voice is going. This happened with a lot of fanfare, I must say. We had people coming and going all night long. Evidently, there was a bright sky, like a star in the sky above where we were. So that people would know where to come. Amazing. Some people brought with them gifts. Others, just as importantly, brought great love, joy, and praise. After a while, when Jesus was 8 days old, we presented him to the temple for the Lord. We took an offering of 2 birds, as this was all we could afford being a low family. Having God's son didn't bring us riches, well, not in a monetary sense, but many more riches in the spiritual sense. There was a man there who had been waiting for years for the Saviour to be born. When he saw Jesus, he was overjoyed. Waiting a very long time. She came up to us and praised God for this child who was the redemption of Jerusalem. It's very humbling to think that God has used me as an instrument in his plan. He is a truly wonderful God and has brought great joy to these 2 people. After that night, things settled down for a while. Then 3 wise men from a great distance away came to visit Jesus, as they'd been told of a saviour who they wanted to see and worship. They brought with them great gifts and some bad news. They warned us that Herod was going to kill all the firstborn boys under 2. After they left, Joseph had a dream in which an angel told him to flee to Egypt. We stayed in Egypt until Joseph had another dream, telling us it was safe to return home. So we returned to Nazareth, to a safe place. This goes to show that God is in every situation. He guides us through the storms of life. He is always there, and there's always an escape route with him. We settled down in Nazareth for a normal life. I had a few more children, but their birth, although just as painful, was not as spectacular as Jesus' was. Jesus was a normal child, although he did know a lot more about the scriptures than all the other boys his age, but then he's the Son of God, I expect he would. Life for us continued at its normal pace until Jesus was 12, and we travelled to Jerusalem for the Passover, which we did every year. Another journey. We had loads of these, but this one we gladly and faithfully made. The feast went well, but after we were well into the journey home, we realised that Jesus wasn't with us. I was frantic with worry. We searched for him amongst our friends and relations everywhere. We couldn't find him. Where was he? Where's he gone to? We went back to Jerusalem hoping that he was there somewhere. And we searched there for a further 3 days. So as you can imagine, by this time I was beside myself with worry. I was pulling my hair out. I didn't know, perhaps he had been shot by somebody, run over by somebody, kidnapped by somebody, pulled away in a horse's stampede in somewhere. What a relief it was when on the 3rd day we found him in the temple, sitting with his teachers, listening to them and answering many, many questions. The people were amazed at his answers and his understanding of their teaching. I was also amazed, but being his mother, I asked him why he treated us like this and that we'd been searching for him for days, and he should have let us know. You would never believe what he said. "Why are you searching for me? Didn't you know I would be in my father's house?" I was gobsmacked. That was a lot of answer I expected. But he did come with us, and he was a good and obedient after that. Life settled down again and nothing else happened until Jesus was about 30. And we heard of John, the son of my cousin Elizabeth, was baptising and calling people to repent of their sins. Jesus decided to go out to him and be baptised. It seemed to mean an awful lot to him. So off he went, and after he was baptised, he began his work on earth. He called some fishermen to follow him, and amazingly they did. A while later, we were invited to a wedding. Jesus and his disciples were there. You would not believe what happened here. Really wouldn't. The bridegroom ran out of wine. That is unheard of. It was really a shocking thing to have happened. Very embarrassing for him as well, I might add. They went up to Jesus and said to him, "We've run out of wine." "It's a very strange thing to me," he said. "Now his time had not yet come." Sometimes this boy talks in riddles. But he still told them to fill up some jars of water, which then miraculously turned into the best wine you could get. It was wonderful. After this, Jesus travelled to many places preaching and healing. He faced a lot of opposition, but most of the people grew to love him. Sometimes my other sons and I went with him and met him on his travels. All his healing, preaching and love for the people has led to this day in which Jesus rides into Jerusalem. You should have been there. There was a lot of cheering, shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, glory to God in the highest." They all loved him. It was wonderful to see. They were waving palms and everything. It was just a wonderful, joyous time. I wondered if this was the start of Jesus' reign or just another step towards the fulfilment of God's plan. Somehow, I think there's more to come, something life-changing. But for the moment, let us rejoice with the people and listen as the praise is rising. As we end here, I'd like to say there's no biblical evidence that Mary was present at actually the time of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. But as she was with Jesus a week later, when he was crucified, I have used poetic license to say that she was. But God works through many different people and events to fulfil his plans for us. God is wonderful. He is love. And he can do anything. I'm not having that song again, but I do like it. I know I haven't spoken much about Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, but as it's a very well-known story, I thought it would be a good idea to as it comes to Easton, to remember that the Son of God, who was crucified for our sins, came to earth as a baby. He led a normal life, with all the ups and downs that it brings us. He faced most of the problems we ever had to face, so he was able to relate to us in a very personal level. He became human, so that you and I can be saved from sin and hell. Let us praise our wonderful God, and let him hear that praise is rising to him. Before we sing that hymn, as you guess we're going to sing Praise is Rising, I actually want to have a quiet moment and say the Lord's Prayer. And then we will sing the last hymn, and then go out and do the sing. Our Father, we ask in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So we're going to sing Praise is Rising. It's very short today. I'm not glad it's good or bad, but we can go on early. Before we sing it, Keith, would you play it? Because I think some people may know it. Others may not be 100% certain of it. So if you play it through,
just to the end
hear.
Of the Hosannas.
Hope you all heard and understand it now. How many of you have heard it before? Yeah, quite a few.
That's
so it'd be wonderful.
So they can leave me.
Thank you.
the leaves that made.
Just don't forget, Jesus was human like us. Jesus knows how we feel, what we're going through. He's experienced nearly everything that we've experienced. So please, if you're down or in any particular need, bring it to him. He will understand. There is nothing that he can't do. There's nothing he don't understand about our lives. Give him to him. Don't hang on to grief. Don't hang on to anger. Don't hang on to fear. Give it all to God. And he will do it. And now we're going to say, did you want to
invite me? It's fine.
What brought you by us, hasn't it? Now we're going to say the grace together now.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Thank you. And tea and coffee.
Great idea.
We're almost about ready now. And it'll be outside. Thank
That's
you.
That's the one that I've been helping with.
Yeah, it is.